Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi, holding in Trumas Daf Chof Aleph and the Oiz V'Hodor edition, Perek Sheni in the middle of Aloha Aleph. So at the end of the Mishnah, we learned that someone who did Tefillas Kelim, he put his vessels into the mikvah on Shabbos, B'Shoikig, he can use it, B'Mezin Nat. And the Mishnah continued and said, someone who does Meiser on Shabbos, or cooks on Shabbos, so again, B'Shoikig he can eat, and B'Mezin he cannot eat. And that's what the Gemara starts here in the beginning of the Amud, I'm a Meiser, Vamvash, Vashabas, Vichuli. So the Gemara starts, according to Rabbi Chaim Pshat, the first line of the Gemara refers to the Tefillas Kelim. Rabbi Shmuel, Bishim Ravo, Bishoikig, Beitzer, Uvimezid, Beitzer. We're talking that not that he made a mistake when he was Tevil the Kelim, when he put it into the mikvah, but that he did not know you're not allowed to do Tevilah on Shabbos. The mistake wasn't the fact that he put it in the water, the mistake was that he didn't know that putting the water is Asr. Says the Gemara, how do I know that? On my basis, Masnis Omer Kenyan. From our Mishnah, you see, from the last part of the Mishnah, Hamayser Vamvashu B'Shabbes, Shogi Yoichal Meizid Lo Yoichal. So we spoke about someone who does Meizid, does cooking on Shabbos. So on Shogi he can eat and Meizid not. B'Shogi Beisur Meizid Beisur. How can he explain someone who does a Meizid or is cooking? He does it. He cooked by mistake. He did Meizid by mistake. That's not possible. He knows what he's doing. He's doing Meizid. He's doing cooking. He just doesn't know that it's Asr. Or he forgot today's Shabbos. So that's a mistake in the Isser. The same way that part of the Mishnah talk about a mistake in the Isser, so also by Tefillah we talk about a mistake in the Isser. Says the Gemara Tani, Gemara brings a bright that was brought down in several places in the Bavli. Hamivashu b'Shabbos, someone who cooks in Shabbos, shoykig yoichal mezid lo yoichal. If he cooked by mistake, he should not eat it that day. B'mezid, if he cooked it purposely, knowing that he is doing something else, Lo yoichal divra mir mir holds he can't eat, meaning he can't eat it on Shabbos. As many of the Rishonim agree, he could eat it at Moitzi Shabbos according to a mir. Ridoim mir b'shoigeg yoichal Moitzi Shabbos. It was by mistake, so then he can eat it at Moitzi Shabbos. B'meizid lo yoichal oil omis. But it means if he did it purposely, he cannot eat it forever. He can eat it, but someone else could eat it according to Rabbi Yehuda. Ridoim asam lo yoichal b'shoigeg yoichal Moitzi Shabbos lachem v'lo iloi. B'shoigi can eat Moitzi Shabbos only for other people, not for himself. He never can eat it. B'meizid lo iloi v'lo ilachem. If he didn't b'meizid, so nobody can eat it. So as Tosfos says in many places in Shas, that the meizid of a meir is equivalent to the shoigi of a b'yudo. B'meizid of a meir, you can eat Moitzi Shabbos. Shoigi of a b'yudo, you can eat Moitzi Shabbos. The meizid of a b'yudo, which he cannot eat forever, but others could eat, that's like the shoigi of Yochanan Sadler, that no, he can't eat, but others could eat at Moitzi Shabbos. Says the Gemara, Shmuel ke Yochanan Sandler. Shmuel paskal am Yochanan Sandler that b'meiz is also forever, b'shoigig is also for him, and mutter to others. Rav kadava moyer b'chavruse. Rav, when he gave p'sak halacha to the friends, to his talmidim, moyer ke meir. He said, l'kul ke meir, that b'shoigig eat on Shabbos itself, and b'meiz he can't eat, but others could. B'tziburo ke Yochanan Sandler. But when he paskal b'tzibur in public, then he was machmir like Yochanan Sadler. Says the Gemara, Omar Abshin Bar Karsno, Kabishmo, Bunoy, Shabiyach, and Breiko, Hoyrulon. He says, no, Rab was more machmir. He paskin like Kabishmo, Bunoy, Shabiyach, and Breiko. What is it? Tanam Shorim, Bunoy, Shabiyach, and Breiko. Koldova, Shabiyach, and Zdoyna, Kurz, Ashgog, and Chatos. Anything which is their raiso. If he did it by maze, he gets Kurz. If he did it by mistake, he gets Chatos. Vasor b'Shabbos, and he did it on Shabbos. Ben b'Shegig, Ben b'Mezid, Osur, Ben Loi, Ben Lacherim. So then it's also for everybody, forever. So that is more machmir even than Rabbi Yochanan Sadler, and he says that's a Rav Paskent. Continues the Gemara Amud Beis, V'chol Dovah Shein Chayovim was doing the curse of Ashkig Gadoi Chatos. Something which is only there Rabbanon. You don't have this at the Raiso. V'asoy b'Shabbos Dirin Shabbos, b'Shoygi Yochel Amut Shabbos Lachem V'loy Loi. So then in Shoygi you can give to others, not to himself. B'meizi Loi Loi V'loy Lachem, and b'meizi, nobody can enjoy it, and that's like Yochanan Sadler, just Yochanan Sadler spoke about the raiso. He says only by the rabban. Bon kamei Yochanan, at mat omar. That's Yochanan. What do you hold? Amula ani eli ele mishto. He says I learn like my mishto, like our mishto. The mishto over here, Maseches Trumas. Hamayser v'hamivashu b'Shabbes. Someone who cooks on the mice on Shabbos b'shoygi yoichal b'meizi lo yoichal. So he says like your man. B'meizi, you can eat right away on Shabbos. Shomo Avchizdo, Vomar, Shomo Avchizdo, and he said, Hutru Shabbosos. Meaning, is Shabbos suddenly become mutter? Rav Chia said the price like this. So a person's not allowed to cook from before Shabbos into Shabbos if he didn't cook for a third before Shabbos. So a person left on his pot, on the oven, a pot from before Shabbos to into Shabbos. So it was b'shoigeg, he can eat it. Mezid, he can't. That was in the beginning. But then Amisol became choshud that they're leaving the pot purposely b'mezid. And they're saying, no, but it was a mistake. In other words, people became less trustworthy and they lied about if they did it by mistake or did it purposely. So therefore, the oyster, even if you put the pot, you're not allowed to enjoy it. And here you're saying regarding someone who's cooking on Shabbos, that enjoying is allowed. Why should cooking on Shabbos will be different than leaving a pot from before Shabbos?
Says the difference
is because that's what they're nichshadu. The chshad, people are more makel, more lenient in leaving a pot from before Shabbos. So there you have to be more machmir on them. But the cook at Shabbos, people are not so makel. Therefore, kotsu b'mniach v'lekotsu b'mavashal, their coin is only b'mniach, not b'mavashal. Ketiv one says, chosulem, even regarding b'mniach, Tavshil shubit stomach via floor. Tavshil, the one you leave it on the fire, the more you leave it, the better it gets. Also, that you can't leave it before Shabbos. And if you did, even by mistake, it's also. But if as long as it's on the fire, it shrinks, because when it's on the fire, it shrinks, and it gets worse and worse, so then it's mutter if someone left it before Shabbos. What is the tavshil which is good for it when it's on the fire? Kruv, cabbage, beafunim, peas, or taruf and a certain type of meat. Different type of vegetables. Also, that's also, we treat it that way, that the more it stays in the fire, the better it gets. So therefore, someone left it before Shabbos, it's aser. What about eggs? My father went to his house. He came to the house before Shabbos. He sees eggs that were left him before Shabbos. It was oyster. It means eggs, the more you leave in the fire, the better they get. He saw chamin, he saw hot water, and he was matir, because the more you leave it in the fire, the more it evaporates and it gets worse. Rashua ben also b'shem Abchama b'chanino, ani ve'abo, me and father, alu chamas godu, b'kidu chamas godu. If you look for b'tzim k'tanas, they gave us small eggs. Ke chazarorim, where another gears over here is ke as ridin, meaning the eggs became very, very small. Ve'tamun yofe ke pin karisin. And it tastes so well, like Reb Chaim says, like a certain type of fruit. Meaning, you see that the more the egg shrinks, the better it gets. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Trumas, Daf Chof Aleph.